Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
It's like a light-colored ash still billowing up from the location where those Twin Towers used to be. And when you look at that, you just get goosebumps on top of goosebumps. Absolutely chilling. And one person talking to her mom on the phone, I ever heard her, she said, "I watched the world collapse in front of my eyes today." Here at Chelsea Piers, folks are getting on ferries to New Jersey, even some folks who have no place to go. They just want to get out of Manhattan.
WCBS reporter Peter Haskell. Peter?
A couple of witnesses I've spoken to say that it appeared as if the pilot was trying to bring down the plane. The nose was not down. It was not any kind of crash landing, but it basically came in on its belly, and that's what happened here. I'm a little out of breath. I'm actually running south, trying to get a look as this airplane continues to drift south in the Hudson River.
WCBS reporter Peter Haskell is in Haiti.
There was a man holding a baby. It couldn't have been more than 2 weeks old. And you look at this baby and you think, what kind of life will this child lead? This child was born into poverty before the earthquake, and now his parents are struggling to stay alive. And you think about children back home, babies being pushed around in $1,000 strollers. And you think, what did this baby here in Haiti do to deserve the life that it will have? And what did the baby back home do to deserve the life that it will have? And you look at this little girl wriggling around in her father's arms, cute, sweet, beautiful, innocent, and you think about what's in store for her, and really it's enough to want to make you cry.
50 yards to go. Paula Radcliffe, white gloves puffing, ponytail bobbing, head weaving, taking deep breaths, striding purposefully, slows down and then crosses the tape with both arms extended. Paula Radcliffe, the women's winner of the 39th New York City Marathon, 2:23:56.
You heard the knocking on the door. That was Archbishop Dolan symbolically asking for acceptance as pastor. And now you hear the applause here at St. Patrick's. Clergy members from around the country, parishioners from across the archdiocese, all here to welcome the incoming Archbishop of New York, Timothy Dolan.
With his verbal jabs and slaps, John Stewart's fury was visceral. Once again, first responders trekked here to D.C. with their walkers, wheelchairs, and oxygen tanks.
To watch politicians use their sacrifice to their own benefit, it's infuriating.
Why and how has this become so personal for you?
I lived down there on 9/11.
Sitting up in a chair with a Yankees hat on his head, Alvarez spoke softly but passionately about getting the bill passed. He will fight for 9/11 responders until his final breath.
What is so difficult of taking care of your patriot Americans?
The 52-year-old spoke while holding the hands of his parents.
When you see him continuing to fight, what do you think?
It's a mix of pride and pain in our heart.
Ida Alvarez says this shouldn't be about politics, but justice.
Thousands of people are sick. Thousands have died from 9/11-related illnesses. It's important to tell those stories, and it's easy for people who weren't around then, who weren't in New York City, who weren't born then, to look at 9/11 as a Pearl Harbor, as something that happened then. But this is our city. And just on so many levels, this story needs to be told. Those who sacrificed and became ill, they need to be honored and respected. And all of these things all come together to tell the 9/11 story this year and next year and the year after.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.